Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Danny Breeden. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Bacabella. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Coco LaBoy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on McAnally. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Beckert moves to third. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAnally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub bunts in front of the plate. Breeden fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison strikes out. Bateman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Callison out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Danny Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Breeden settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Breeden. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Danny Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeden strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella strikes out. 1 out. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 1 in the game. LaBoy hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0 for 1 in the game. McAnally hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunt for the out. 1 out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Danny Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Santo moves to second. Danny Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeden bunts towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to third. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holtzman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Holtzman reaches second base with a double. Santo scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Wine applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 2 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Bailey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 2 in the game. LaBoy hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mayshore pinch hits for Ernie McAnally. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Callison is hit by the pitch. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hickman bunts in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. Callison moves to second. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo is walked intentionally. Danny Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Callison moves to third. Santo moves to second. Danny Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeden takes first base on ball 4. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to home to get Callison. Santo moves to third. Breeden moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bacabella scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive towards first. Hickman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 3 in the game. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.